You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 FM, and K296 FT West Haven, serving Portland at 107.1 FM, and K219 KU Nehalem, serving Nehalem, Manzanita, Wheeler, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming live and archived at xray.fm, where radio tis yours, good morrow. My name is Renee, and welcome to Music Medieval, where I play music from the 6th to the 16th century and beyond. That includes medieval music, Renaissance music, and early Baroque. I play dungeon synth. I play fantasy film soundtracks. I play soundtracks from films set in or about the medieval period as well. Anything that's going to take us and transport us to a medieval realm. What you hear in the background right now, some simple yet elegant Gregorian chants recorded live at the Abbey of Encalat, France, from long ago. And today I'm actually, if you listened last week, I talked about a debacle related to a bunch of recently reissued Jim Kirkwood LPs. And they were ordered long, long ago, and it took way.
Where the moon lets.
Okay, sorry y'all, that slight interruption there. No, buzzer issue, but I had to play the Patchwork Monster. Buzzer issue meaning I got in a little bit late here, so some other show was playing. But gotta get the Patchwork Monster in for what is actually going to be like the Halloween, I guess, special. Listen, I think we should just get into the music and then I'll check back in later. I just want the Patchwork Monster to play out. My name is Renee. This is Music Medieval. So far so good, am I right?
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Wouldn't you like to sit with me in the pumpkin patch on Halloween night?
Quae nolo mobus Dei, Oh my God, I was gonna let that track you just heard, which is an Anya cover of Orinoco Flow by Deep Gnome. I was just gonna let that play in the background, but then as I started listening to it, I'm like, what am I thinking? What? No, of course this is gonna be a shining star in today's show. So I just let it play out. But also, as I said, it's by Deep Gnome, and today is like mixed theme show. It's gonna be like the Halloween show, so I'll amp up the spooky, but it's also got like a low-key like gnome theme, because I watched this truly awful movie called A Gnome Named Norm recently with my friend Nate Doom. Shout out Nate Doom. It was their idea to watch it, And great idea indeed. It was directed by Stan Winston, who is like a special effects artist. And when I actually saw like the gnome that's the star of the show, I was like, oh, this could be interesting. It did have like a high quality kind of dark crystal vibe. And I was like, okay, let's do this. And it's basically a buddy cop movie with like Anthony Michael Hall is like a goofy cop that's trying to solve a murder. And then this gnome who's trying to retrieve this like crystal that will save his people in the underground. They like meet each other. And this gnome happens to like be in a park trying to retrieve the crystal and like witnesses a murder. And I don't want to give too much away in case you want to watch it yourself. I'm sure you can just watch it. Well, it's on like Tubi, you know? But yeah, it's just, wow. I thought I had, so Stan Winston, like super, like incredibly famous special effects artist, did Predator, Terminator, Aliens, just like, incredibly long list of achievements, and then also directed Pumpkinhead, and then this was like their second film that they directed. I have no idea how this would have gotten made apart from it like being requested to be made by Stan Winston, who's just like a powerhouse in the industry, because there is no way this movie would have gotten made. It was ridiculous, but I watched it all the way through, so it is, you know, there's that, just because it was like we were kind of like in awe, just like how is this happening. And I was looking for soundtrack music from the movie, but there's nothing, no surprise. And the only song I remember, which was played repeatedly throughout the movie, was War's Lowrider. I just didn't want to hear that song right now, so I'm not gonna play it. But I'm just gonna go with that gnome theme. And also I want to say thank you so much for helping me hit my goal for the fall fun drive. We absolutely crushed it. We destroyed, not only did you guys help me like totally cover my goal, you surpassed it. Thank you so much. What the heck? And then overall for X-Ray, we had a goal. We met that goal. We had a stretch goal. We hit that stretch goal and went beyond. So this has just been a great, great fun drive. And that's all thanks to you, the listeners, who really like came through and showed how much this meant to you, how much the station meant, how important public media is. You really all showed up, and that means everything. So I thank you so very much. I did say I'm going to do a giveaway for a shirt for those that donated for my peer-to-peer page, and I'm going to do that a little bit later in the show, I think. Just give people a chance to kind of get up and so I can collect myself, because I got in late. I really just need to get here sooner so I can deal with like any technical issues that may arise, but anyway, so yeah, gnomes. Okay, before Deep Gnome, we had Vanishing Amulet with Moonlit Crier, and that is off the Moonlit Crier release from this year. And then, of course, we had the good Lady Hildegard with Sed Diabolus in Invidia, but the devil mocked. And that, of course, is from the 12th century. We had our wake-up track with Venom's In League with Satan from 1981's Welcome to Hell! And then we had Lurkers of the Half-Light by One of Nine from the Eternal Sorcery release. And then we started off the show, as I start many of my Halloween shows, with the honorable, awesome Pumpkin Witch. And that was the Patchwork Monster from the 2017 Hovel of the Pumpkin Witch release. Let's continue on with the gnomes. My name is Renee. This is Music Medieval. Thank you once again so much for donating for the fun drive. It really... wow, you just so great. Thank you so much. If you feel like texting in, that number is 971-220-5979. Yeah, more gnomes.
Return for favors and the ridding of their ancient enemies, the gnomes lead the heroes into the underworld and the perils within.
Okay, before I mention any track listings, I want to first do I want to spin the wheel here and see who has won the Music Medieval shirt for those donations, those peer-to-peer donations. I'm actually going to film this right now. So I'm going to spin the wheel. Who will win the Music Medieval shirt? Okay. So, will it spin? All right, spinning away. And the winner is, of course, whoever donated 2619, the anonymous winner. You have a winner, 2619, the anonymous donation. If you wish to remain anonymous and don't want a shirt, I don't know, let me know that, and then I'll spin the wheel once again, maybe next week. So yeah. Congratulations, 2619. And if that's you, just text me in your address and the size. I have small to extra large, or you can hit me up on Instagram. It's _musicmedieval. And we had, the Prude Ego and Prophecies tracks by Philip Glass. Then we had from Japan, it's the 1996 release, Under the Black Moon with the track The Sea. Then, of course, we had The Dark Crystal with The Funerals and Jen's Journey. And we started off the set with a few words from Valentine Dial, and that was Gnomes from the First Quest album from 1985. I'm going to close it up, bid you all farewell with one last track. And it is also like a congratulatory track. It is actually sent to me. It was sent to me by DJ Nate C a while ago. And DJ Nate C was the top tier winner for peer-to-peer donations, as is usually the case. That dude just destroys it in peer-to-peer. Congratulations, Nate. Here is Invocation by Danzig. Have a great day. Have a great week. Stick around for the Sound of Pictures, because that's what's up next. Thanks, everyone. Congratulations, Nate. Congratulations, 2619. Bye.
The night and lifts the drum.